when I was real young, growing up in Hawaii, it's so small. I see nothing else, you know, but the island. So I thought we were the only people in the world. Crazy as it sounds, it was for a long time when I was young, I thought we were the only people in the world. I think we should do this a lot more often. Kind of make it an annual thing. I mean, off season, it's nice to get away.
Yeah, it just helps you recharge. Like, just remove all the clutter from your mind.
I mean, the weight, I'm just over the whole weight.
Yeah.
You know, it's ready to get the pads on and going, yeah. Get going.
You can feel it throughout the building too. It's just like a whole new sense of everybody's ready to just get that sour taste out of their mouth from last year. You know, like everybody's just ready for their opportunity, for their chance, because everybody's been working us so hard, and we're just ready to show the results of all the work we've been putting in, you know. So, doing whatever we were don't sit well for a whole off season, you know. So.
You got to lay a strong foundation.
Focusing on the process.
You've got to make great decisions because it's in the beginning, because it's so important.
You can't think about the end result.
We know we have to do it the right way.
You work your hardest every single day.
We think every detail matters.
And you have 53 guys doing that together. That's how a team gets better. And what everyone really wants, that's how it takes care of itself. Brick by brick.
Stoney, come here. You know where Daddy's going tomorrow?
Where?
He's going to training camp. Where I have to stay at?
At a hotel.
In the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You gonna miss me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my family's not here, so I already said goodbye to my family back in Cleveland. They'll be out next week. Training camp, apparel, really a few pairs of sweatpants because it gets a little chilly in the meeting rooms, some hoodies because you're just going back and forth from the hotel. It's Nike shorts. A few t-shirts, a few pairs of socks. I usually wear flip-flops because we're in cleats all day, so I'm trying to keep my feet out of shoes, and that's really it.
You know, I just enjoy, you know, playing for them, you know, them seeing what Daddy does and understanding why, you know, all this is possible, you know, how hard I work and stuff. So in the end, it's all worth it because you're doing it for them.
Still got these game tags on the bags from last season. Never change bags, man. Always keep the tags on just to remember where I've been at this season. Time to rip them off now and start a new one.
Ready to go. Heading into my 9th training camp. I'm just really excited, especially with all the hard work we put in.
This is my 8th training camp. Seen a lot. I've done a lot. I'm excited, man. Guys, I think, understand, you know, what Kyle and John is looking for. Coming back off this break and, you know, everyone's really excited to get it going.
It just seems like there's an excitement where in other training camps I've gone to, people are kind of dreading training camp. I think everybody's pretty much excited at this point. It's a fresh start for everybody, and we're ready to go.
Training camp is pretty much an opportunity to get better.
It's a test of your character.
Really just brings us to become more of a brotherhood.
It's always things that you can get better at.
It's a grind. It's definitely a grind.
Helps build chemistry within the team and the coaching staff.
Get ready for the season and be able to separate the man from the boys.
Put in the work that's going to take to get us back to 49er football.
Year 5, baby. Let's do it.
New year, new way, man.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Cameras out here, sun shining. Ready to go, baby. I see you.
Feels great, man. It's about to be a whole different season. A whole different season for the Niner Faithfuls.
Gonna be a lot of energy out there, especially on Sundays and in practice. Definitely looking forward to it.
Hello, Niner Faithful. Guess what? The training camp and the kids just got cleared yesterday, and I'm so excited. And hey, we're gonna have an exciting season, an exciting training camp. And I can't wait to see y'all there. You see the cameraman right there? Say what's up.
We need to get our team from 90 to 53. So while trying to prepare the guys we think are going to be starters and stuff like that, we also got to make sure that we get the best 53. And you don't always know that until you go through all
practices, scrimmages, the preseason games. So you got to really construct practice to not only get your team ready, but also put certain people in positions to find out who can do what and who can do the other. And last, you want to stay healthy. It's a tough thing for a coach because we play a physical sport.
I've been packed up since Saturday night. I'm not lying.
Real quick, one to pose for the camera. Don't actually write anything yet, just looking at the snow.
All right, let's get him on the grass.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Write that down.
Hey, one's up next play. One's up next play.
It's a battle. So you're out there and you're competing with this guy. And at the end of the day, you know, you might get so worked up that you have to still calm down and, you know, look at the bigger picture. It's like y'all a team, you know, y'all a family.
Get out of jail. Get out of jail.
Oh, no, you all right, bro. No, my bad. I'm in your way. You right. I'm supposed to be back. No.
You know, it was amazing to get out here and be here day one with my team. And, you know, I'm just very glad that we got this done as quick as possible and to, you know, be here. It's been a while, and I'm just happy.
We're building a foundation here, and there's a culture that we have in mind and that, you know, he expects all of us to kind of live up to that standard. And, you know, we're trying to build something great here, and, you know, these are the first few steps.
First day of pads, you're supposed to have all kinds of juice.
The weight is just annoying. The off season, OTAs and all that stuff, and then the first couple of days of camp, and so, you know, it's like, you know, just let me put the pads on already.
Hey, yeah. Man, yeah. You're the best.
Thank you,
man.
Hey, you know
what? Thanks, Taylor.
Hey, yeah. Your vision gonna make this team great.
Thank
man.
You, man. Hey, thank you, man. You know? I appreciate you.
Haley's in a real good mood today.
Who?
Haley.
Oh yeah. He really is.
He bear hugged me, putting me up in the air again.
All this work. And, you know, it really it doesn't really mean anything until you put pads on.
Lee Reed, you're doing a much better job dropping your hips.
Yeah.
See it.
Yeah, yeah.
See
we
it.
We were talking about that in the meeting.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Decisions.
I know. Guys, we can thud.
Go! Go! There you go.
Came up. Swim.
What these tackles are asked to do, not easy. I way to bring it through.
For them to go get Ruben, who's had a heck of a career at the college level, you know, him showing the ability to be able to play full speed for 60 minutes, you couldn't ask for a better guy.
He brings that type of energy and hype to the defense.
He's been looking pretty good running out there and everything, so, you know, he's going to do great things this year.
He's bringing it. He's laying the wood.
There you go, kid. Nice. Kid's a good player.
Oh, yeah, I guess the ball got a thing for me. I don't got a thing for the ball. It felt great, man, just to know that you putting pads on with a group of players, that you know you're working with right now. And it was just a thrill, bro. Just finally putting some pads on. Finally.
Here, put the helmet on. Throw it here. Throw it to daddy.
I remember coming in Temple Bay, and I just remember seeing guys and their families. I'm like, one day I want to be like that. I want to run around with my kids at work and things like that. And lo and behold, I got my little Chaser Poo out there.
Throw it to me. Nope. Throw it to me. Come on, go get it.
I didn't imagine that much running, but he does a lot of running. He's on field one and end up on field three.
Give me. After practice, I don't need to be
coming. You know, everybody say you always playing with that, for that name on the back or playing for yourself, but I play for them. I play for my son. I play for, you know, a lot of people back at home, you know, because I mean, just want to show them that you have to work to get somewhere. And I want to be the positive role model, not only on the field, but off the field. And, you know, my wife, you know, she supports me, and it's a beautiful thing. So got another one on the way, so we're going to have two on the field pretty soon. And I look forward to it.
Too easy.
Let's go, Ray. Let them know today, baby. Let's go. Backers.
I think you look really good today.
Hey. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, I think Tarek's doing a really good job.
That guy Haas is such an outstanding coach. Oh, my God.
He does an unbelievable job, doesn't he?
You know what I'll also
especially
say?
Haas.
You really did a great job motivating the guys today, Sala.
I'm mic'd up. Hurry up. Keep your foot on the pedal.
Base.
Nickel. Hey, own this rep. Two's up. Even. It's empty. Go, win. Woo! Woo! Great win, CJ. Attaboy, Rue. That's how we win. Drive. Ah! Yeah! Go get yourself one. That's how you compete. Win your leverage and compete.
As we try to cut down and start to think of the process, okay, what's our 53-man going to look like? Can we add? Can we get better? Can we tweak anywhere? You're constantly studying other rosters.
Church just took two with
him. It looks pretty good over there. Nothing is good anywhere.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right.
Wow.
He was bragging about it. He was telling. Did you see that? That
101 test.
That bucket.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
That is great.
I want guys that, when they're in here, football means everything to. And yes, high character, but high football character. I want people who, when we lose, it means as much to them as it does to myself. That they are truly invested in this organization and our team, not just themselves. And when you have guys like that who have high football character, who play the game because they truly enjoy it, I think you can take your whole team to another level.
I see where the sleeves cut off. Have you been wearing that?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed it yet. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Kyle?
DJ Crazy Practice? Or what are they calling?
All I know is that today is definitely the Catalina wine mixer for Nick Cray. Like, he probably didn't sleep last night. Have you liked the Catalina wine mixer today?
Oh, hilarious.
DJ Cray is definitely the Catalina wine mixer today. He's definitely treating like his Catalina wine mixer.
Oh, absolutely.
Nick definitely thinks it's the Catalina wine mixer. We gotta get someone to film him. Let's go west left book, X fly to I right 15 week X dagger. There it is. I didn't call Nasty. Trust it, Bibbs. Trust it. Kilgore was even later. Trust it. Got him. Great ball, dude. All right, let's push the tempo. Let's go north-right clamp, 19 structure, double left clamp, F left out, 200 jet double stick, toss 18 structure on the long. All right, let's go 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. Let's go push it. You better run. Great job, Ryan. All right, that's the end of practice. You can pull him up to me.
All done?
Yeah, all done.
Berg is worried about Malcolm.
About his stinger?
Peck.
Tor peck?
I don't know. He said, I don't know, but I'm worried.
The fear with Malcolm, is that long-term?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
I don't want to use the cliche of next man up, but it's going to be that, you know, the next person's got to play some great football. 31 other teams are going to suffer an injury that just hurts them, and 31 other teams are going to have to replace that person. I don't feel bad for the team or the organization as much as I do for him and all the work that he did to, for this to happen.
Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. Yes, just give me strength. Appreciate you all you've done for me, all the things you're going to do, even the things you're not going to do. Just let my prayer, man.
Marquise Goodwin, stay on top of him. If you don't, he's going to blow past you in a second.
I'm moving in the middle. Oh, I'm going to plug that bit up. Bumbo. How you feeling today, brother? Hey, y'all working hard back here or hardly work?
Great teammate. Great guy to know.
That should be a Gatorade commercial. Hope y'all got that on film.
Good day. Santa man.
Hey, we call this the Goodwin way. You want to win, put Goodwin in.
I am excited for the first game going to Kansas City.
Probably one of the last stadiums you ever played in.
I know all the fans out there is ready to see us play. And, you know, we done grinded this whole offseason, OTAs, veteran mini camp, everything. So we ready to go, and we ready to prove a lot of doubters wrong.
Kyle, are you going to be my cheerleader this year? Yes, you are. I know you're going to be my biggest cheerleader. You got to get Stoney to cheer for Daddy.
4-9-E-R-S. 49ers.
The Bowman house is never quiet.
So what is it that's special to talk about in practice?
Slot. I want a slot.
I'm doing entrance.
Okay.
You need some good footage.